Praise the Lord. This is Easter Day, a special time. You may be seated. This is the time that we remember what He did for us by going to the cross and the grave and rising again. The Apostle John reminds us this as he was banished to the island of Patmos. In Revelation 1:18, he says in NLT, "I am the living one. I died, but look, I'm alive forevermore and forever. And I hold the keys of death and the grave." Actually, he's talking about spiritual death there, not cessation of life. But we now must remember Jesus is alive. At least 32 times in the four Gospels, direct references are made to the resurrection. I like what C.S. Lewis said. The resurrection is the central theme in every Christian sermon reported in the book of Acts. The resurrection and its consequences were the gospel, or the good news which the Christians brought. Being raised in Texas and having some Texans in this congregation, there is a phrase that, when I was growing up anyway, every Texas kid knew, and it's called "Remember the Alamo." Any time that we were playing ball and we were behind, somebody would yell, "Remember the Alamo," because that was a cry for victory. It became the rallying cry as Sam Houston and those Texans defeated Santa Anna and his army. Over 2,000 years ago, it looked like defeat. You see, the Alamo looked like defeat for the Texans. But what looked like defeat turned into victory with that rally cry, "Remember the Alamo." And we have a rally cry. What would look like defeat became victory. And every Christian's rallying cry should be, "Remember the resurrection." Over 2,000 years ago, God turned defeat into victory. And today, that same God can turn what seems like defeat to you, for you, into victory. As we remember the rallying cry, remember the resurrection. That delivered us from the hold of Satan. That rallying cry stopped the power of sin. That rallying cry annihilated us from the darkness. It gave us victory over defeat. Faith over doubt. Fear and anxiety are done away with. Remember the resurrection. The story of the resurrection is worth being told and retold and retold. It should be passed down from generation to generation. Just as when the Israelites were delivered from Egypt's bondage, they were to have a special time that they honored that, and it was to be passed down, if you read it there in Exodus, from generation to generation. This same story that Jesus died and rose again should be told from generation to generation. That's why I told it in a simpler form to these children on this platform a while ago. Remember the resurrection. I want us to look at the story of Jesus and that weekend. Let's remember the battle in the garden in Matthew 26, 36 through 34. I'm going to read from NLT. Then Jesus went with them to the olive grove called Gethsemane. And he said, "Sit here while I go over there to pray." He took Peter and Zebedee's two sons, James and John, and he became anguished and distressed. He told them, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch for me." He went a little further and bowed his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it possible, let this cup of suffering be taken from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then he turned to the disciples and found them asleep. And he said to Peter, "Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not be given into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Then Jesus left them a second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done, not mine." When he returned to them again, he found them sleeping, for they could not keep their eyes open. So he went to pray a third time, saying the same thing again. Actually, this is an interesting thing, because we see Jesus in his humanity. Remember, he was born and lived for 33 years or 33 and a half, whichever one you want to believe, as a man, a human being like ourselves. In the natural, he's drawing back from the pain and the agony and the suffering and the death that the cross presented. He's grappling with his own will to follow the will of the Father. But Gethsemane shows us him consecrating himself to the Father's will. He chose the Father's will over his will. And he turned his face to go to the cross for you and me. Here we see him committing himself to become the sacrificial lamb. At that point is where he went from humanity to his deity to be crucified as the Lamb of God. Here he settles the issue. We too come to our Gethsemane moments, struggling to yield ourselves to the will of God for our lives. It may seem like a road of defeat, having to give up everything. But remember, Gethsemane was the moment that prepared for resurrection. It's here in Gethsemane that we yield ourselves to the will of God.
Your will be.
Not only should we remember the battle in the garden, but let us not forget what happened at the cross. God had a plan to redeem mankind. Jesus willingly carried out that plan to die on the cross for the sins of mankind. Colossians 1:19 says, "For God in all of his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by the means of Christ's blood on the cross." Again in Philippians 2:8, "He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross." Jesus Christ was crucified on that hill called Golgotha. It's a matter of both secular and scriptural historical record. Luke 23:23 says, "And when he had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right hand, one on his left hand." Some translations say Golgotha. Some say the place of the skull, and others say Calvary, all meaning the same thing. Oh, the cross is not pretty. It's actually uncomfortable and repulsive. It reminds us of things that we don't like: suffering, agony, violence, defeat, death. The cross reminds us of the reality of death that one day will come to us all. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It's appointed for man to die once, but after that, the judgment." Death comes to us all at some point. There's nothing in the natural that you can do to keep death from coming. But the cross, the place of death, is not the end of the story. It reminds us that death is swallowed up in victory. Death may come, but it's not the final outcome. It's a reminder that death just leads to resurrection. The cross reminds us of what Jesus did for us. He was betrayed by Judas Iscariot. His disciples even forsake him, and one of them even denied him. The crown of thorns, the beating by the Roman soldiers, the carrying of the weight of the wooden cross. Think of the immense pain and agony during the crucifixion. The awful pains of death grip him at last. And he says, "It's finished," and draws his last breath. The death of Jesus reminds us that he was rejected so we could be accepted. He suffered so we could be made whole. He was despised so we could be valued. He was struck down so that we could be lifted up. He was made sin so that you and I could become righteous. He was wounded so we could be healed. He was oppressed so we could be free. He was killed outside of the city gates so we could come into the very throne room of God, to the throne of grace. He was assigned to the grave so we could have eternal life. Let us not forget that the cross is a reminder that resurrection is coming.
At the cross, at the cross.
Not only do we remember the battle in the garden, not only do we remember what happened at the cross, but we remember the resurrection. Luke 24, 1. But early on the Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who's alive? He is here. He is risen from the dead." The ladies and the disciples were astounded, and yet he told them it would happen. It seemed impossible. They saw him on the cross. They saw him take his last breath. They saw him placed in the tomb, and the stone was sealed so no one could get in or out. How did he get out of the tomb that had been sealed? It was impossible in human and natural ways. But with God, all things are possible. Can you imagine the emotions that they felt when they finally saw him again? They knew he had been dead, and now he's alive. The empty tomb tells that tremendous story of the completed work of redemption for all mankind. He suffered and died once and for all for us. He was made alive and rose from the grave. He ascended into the heaven of heavens and delivered his own blood into the Holy of Holies as the sacrifice for sin once and for all. Now we who were dead in our trespasses and sin can be made alive. We who were bound now receive freedom. We who were lost are now saved. We who were sick are now healed. We who were in darkness now walk in light. New hope is restored. A new way of life has come because the Son of Righteousness has risen. Malachi 4:2, but for you who fear the name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves let out to pasture. We see here the prophet is declaring, as the sun rises in the eastern sky with the promise of a new day, So the Son of Righteousness would rise out of the grave with a promise of a new day for sinful man. This spoke of hope. This spoke of a way of escape. This spoke of being translated out of darkness into light. And today, you may find yourself and see yourself in a place with no hope, no way out. The darkness of your situation seems will continue forever, and there seems no answer. You may look for a way out, but there is no escape. But oh, look again. Jesus has risen from the grave, and with everything you need in the midst of our battle, the situation in these situations, we must remember the battle cry. Remember the resurrection. Remember the resurrection. Risen from the dead. Maybe you're here and you can't celebrate with us like we're celebrating because you've never received the risen Jesus. Or you may be here and you may know what it is to celebrate Him, but you're not where you're supposed to be and you need to rededicate yourself to God. If that's you, I want to pray with you today. So you'll be changed forever. All you have to do to receive the resurrected Jesus is simply ask Him to forgive you. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. If that's you, you need Jesus, or you need to rededicate your life to God, I can't pray for you if I don't know who you are. So all over this audience, anywhere, raise your hand and say, I am that one that needs to rededicate. I am that one that needs to receive Jesus. I see a hand here and I see one over here. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are there others upstairs, up in the balcony? There's others. I'm going to ask you to do one more thing because I want to pray with you personally. I'm going to ask you if you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand. I'm going to ask you to step out in the aisle and come down to the front. I'm going to be down there to shake your hand and to pray with you. If you're upstairs, the ushers will help you get down these stairs. So if you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, meet me right here, right now. This is your time. Come on now.
Surrender all.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, guys. Look at me. I got two books in my hand. One's called A New Birth, talking about salvation. The other's talking about in Him, telling you who you are in Christ. If I said I'm going to give these to you and I put them out here like this, what do you got to do to get them? You got them. They're yours. Hallelujah. Now, every one of you are going to get those same books in just a minute. I did that as an exercise to show you I can give you a gift. But I can't give you the spiritual thing you came for. Come on, guys. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on right now. Right here. God bless you. You brought her. Come on right here. God bless you, young lady. Praise the Lord. Just as He reached His hand out for those books, I want you to raise one hand. I don't care which one it is. And with that hand, you're saying to God, I'm reaching up to get what I came down here for. Congregation, reach your hands out for praise. I pray for each one of these. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for each one of these that have come. I thank you that every spiritual need in their life will be met today. Salvation, rededication, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Put your hands down and look at me for just a moment. I told you I was going to get those same books. Well, I want you to go to a place of prayer with Greg right there so you can be prayed with individually and in depth, and you can go with them. Would you just turn that way and follow him to that place of prayer where you get those books and so forth? Go right on. Go right on. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. That's what the resurrection's all about right there. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Let me speak to you that are watching online. If you have never accepted Christ, or you know what it is to serve him, but you're not just where you're supposed to be and you need to rededicate your life, I want you to pray that, repeat this prayer after me with this congregation. If that's you, wherever you're at, just raise your hand wherever you're at and with that hand and say, Lord, I'm reaching up for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your son, Jesus. I believe he died. I believe he rose again. You said in your holy word that if I would believe that in my heart and confess that with my mouth, I would be saved. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you for making me a new person in Christ. Amen and amen and amen. If you happen to pray that prayer with us, would you go to your computer or your device and just send us a message letting us know that you prayed that prayer with us. Praise the Lord. Everybody raise your hands and thank God for the risen Jesus. Remember the resurrection. Hallelujah, hallelujah.